St. Pete Beach City organized the first annual Suncoast Green Wave Expo on Sunday at the community center. The goal of the free event was to support public and private efforts to build a more sustainable coastal community. The expo featured vendors offering environmentally sensitive products and services. One of the vendors, the Neptune Society, offers an innovative alternative to conventional burial and funerals: green burials in the ocean. Susan Stockton is a representative of this company.
It's called the Neptune Memorial Reef, and it's a replica of the lost city of Atlantis, and it was designed to be a resting place for the cremated remains of people who choose it or whose family choose it for them.
Since 2007, the world's first underwater gravesite is located near South Beach in 45 feet of water, and it covers 16 acres of the Atlantic Ocean floor. The ashes become part of the artificial structures, which take form of lions, starfish, and columns.
They actually mix the cremated remains with concrete, with the cement, and then it is inserted into one of the features.
This type of burial is associated with life because it perpetuates active growth of marine life. Before this project, there was no marine life in that area, Stockton says.
And now we've got like 35 different species of fish. The first phase was complete the end of 2007, and already the structures have overgrown with about 90-95% live growth. So it's become the world's largest artificial reef of its kind.
The Memorial Park has created new jobs because the company employs people to make the reefs and to transport them below ground. She says that the ecological cemetery is also a laboratory for marine biologists and attracts many divers and tourists on glass-bottom boats. Another company that tripled its growth from last year is Pest Corps. The owner, Greg Albert, says that instead of chemicals, they have been using plant-based alternatives for pest controls for 3 years.
We're currently right now, it's a family-owned business, but we're experiencing a growth that's been pretty significant, so we're looking in the near future to hiring people.
He says that going green is a good business strategy, but it's also a healthy alternative for his family and his clients.
Like, a lot of people will tell you that pesticides are safe, and to a certain degree they are when you use it in small amounts. But when you're using it every day, like I use it every day, and you're exposed to it, the risk to myself as well as other people, it just made the most sense to do that.
Kathy Moore is a member of the St. Petersburg chapter of the Sierra Club, a nonprofit organization that protects the environment. She spreads the word about responsible landscaping. She hopes that Pinellas County will adopt St. Petersburg's fertilizer management ordinance that bans the use of nitrogen fertilizer products in the rainy season between June 1st and September 30.
Pinellas County is going to presenting this ordinance within the next 2 months, and we hope that they will adopt an ordinance as well to ban these fertilizers during the rainy season. Now from St. Petersburg down to Naples, we're going to have these ordinances in place, which is going to help red tide blooms.
According to Sierra Club, red tide affects the coastal community's marine life, economy, and tourism. The red tide became the number one killer of manatees in the state. It also harms the health of coastal residents.
There is scientific documentation now that the nitrogen base in the fertilizers, when it runs off into our waterways, estuaries, tributaries, the algae eats the runoff, and it creates a very toxic tide bloom, and it causes respiratory problems, it causes fish kills.
After Moore became unemployed last year in July, she started a green business to support her daughter, Nicole Paul, who is a biological oceanography major.
And I called all these fertilizer companies and I said, "Do you offer any alternatives? I don't want to use chemicals in my yard." And nobody did. So I decided that was my door to help support my daughter and help the whole community. So,
regional representative of the Sierra Club, Phil Compton, says that this organization played a role in the adoption of the fertilizer ban.
The Sierra Club has formed a coalition for cleaner water that succeeded in convincing St. Petersburg City Council that the business community and residents in general really wanted this sensible action to be taken. Now we're asking businesses throughout Tampa Bay and Hillsborough and Pinellas County to join our coalition by adding their name to our coalition letter support.
Steve and Ruth Kiskodl are looking for affordable green products to maintain their lawn.
I'd like to see more participation.
First time we heard about the fertilizer-free nitrogen, wonderful. I mean, yeah. that red tie and that certainly is connected together. And so I'd love to see that happen.
We'd like to see the passage of the law to prevent using fertilizers that have nitrogen in them.
Paul and Helen Maxson came to the event also to learn about cost-effective alternatives they can use in their home improvement.
For average homeowners like we might be that are considering doing a little bit of renovation and we have a lot of grass that requires a lot of input, water, we wouldn't mind going a little more natural, some sort of mulch and water-friendly plants.
Jerry Cobb, an intern at the city manager's office, organized the event with the city of St. Pete Beach to create the Green Beach community.
In St. Pete Beach, we're trying to become more sustainable in our practices. And one large way we can do that is by exposing residents and businesses to more eco-friendly practices and products.
Despite the current economic difficulties, Cobb believes sustainable technology may help end the economic crisis in the area. The city of St. Pete Beach plans to organize the Green Expo every year to inform local communities to lead healthier and more sustainable lives. In St. Petersburg, Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.